Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Up next, the Hannah Montana Marathon.
Yes!
And for all you fans, the Miley Cyrus Tour is coming.
Ah! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! You're watching Hannah Montana?
Well, yeah, to make fun of it. I mean, look how stupid she is with her clothes and her makeup and that fabulous hair. Will you help me?
All right, fine.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. We are rolling through the 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida, as we like to call it, the Sheeman and Shepard Radio Network. Don't forget, you can take us wherever you go because you have your phone with you. We have an app. It's free. You can listen there, ESPN Southwest Florida. You can also listen on our website, ESPNSWFL.com, or go back in time and listen to Sheeman and Shepard podcasts. There are contests and lists and stories on the website. Check it out. You can follow us on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me on Twitter at Craig ESPN. Pete Shepard's at PSHEP326. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. A little follow-up to our Wikipedia just a moment ago, a couple of texts. Daily 1330 says, love this show. Craig said he was teaching us something, and the only thing I learned was that the Indianapolis 500 should have been called the Speedway 500. Bad attitude, guy, says, just tried calling Speedway Indiana. But the whole town closes at 4 o'clock. Kathleen, happy weekend, guys. Headed to Texas for Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to you and all of you, as a matter of fact. So anyway, we are good. A lot of texts coming in on Miley. Too many to read. Just flooding. What is this? Gator Nation. Craig gives a nice, creepy old guy touch to Miley. Just kidding. Hope all the mothers have a great weekend. Yo, 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 says you guys rock.
A buddy of mine, my friend Jim. This is the quote of the day. Tell Craig. Tell Craig. Technically, you guys are around 99.3.
Oh!
That's a great one, James.
That's hurtful,
James H. Oh,
that hurts.
I want to buy mulligans tomorrow just because of that.
All right,
that's funny. That is funny.
Yeah. All right. It is funny. I got to give it up for that. All right. 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Got a couple NBA games tonight. Got four hockey games. It is time for a Sports Center rundown.
Nope. National anthem's going on right now.
At Churchill Downs?
Mm-hmm.
For what? Race 11 or whatever they're on today?
The Oaks?
Yeah.
They do the national anthem for every race?
The big one.
Yeah.
You know what, ladies? Remove your caps. Come on.
They can't. They're pinned into their head.
Show a little class.
Double standard.
Plus, it's all crazy. The sheriffs, they're keeping their hats on with their. That's fine.
I'm not going after the Leos.
The Leos? The ladies of.
When's this race start?
Law enforcement officers.
Oh. That doesn't make any sense.
Leos? You've never heard that?
Oh, I thought you said. Never mind. Never mind. I misheard you.
I thought you meant lions.
Oh, that reminds me. Thank you.
What?
Jameson Williams did an interview with Complex Sports Live, and I was asked about his apparent unhappiness being introduced with the Lions.
I mean, that sad face when he was introduced.
He said he is thrilled that they drafted him. He's looking forward to proving everybody how awesome he is, and he was just a little tired from celebrating too much. He was just tired. There. That's in your face.
That's a nice way of saying I'm not really.
He's not happy. Requesting a trade
yet.
As you two falsely reported.
Yet.
What was it? I saw something that.
Anthem's over.
Okay. I saw another ridiculous tweet from Adam Schefter yesterday reporting that the Titans and who else?
Julio.
Now that they kicked the tires on making a trade for Aaron Rodgers. Well, thanks. And the sky is blue and all that other stuff. Thank you, Adam. Forget who it was. Some other obvious team, which isn't coming to me at the moment. All right, can we do the rundown now?
Yeah, I've been waiting for you.
You're waiting on me?
Yeah.
At 11 minutes and 3 seconds past the hour, it's time for SportsCenter Rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
This SportsCenter Rundown brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Bonita Springs and Mercedes-Benz of Naples. They've joined forces to bring you twice the selection and twice the service. Stop in and see us today or shop online and we'll deliver to your home. mbbonitasprings.com or mbnaples.com. NBA playoff action tonight at 7 o'clock on ESPN. The Heat take their 2-0 series lead to Philadelphia, where center Joel Embiid has cleared concussion protocols. He is now doubtful for the game. Then at 9:30, also on ESPN, Suns at Mavs. Phoenix holds a 2-0 series lead there. Tonight at 7:15 on ESPN Southwest Florida, we got game one between the Blades and Jacksonville Icemen. Puck drop at 7:30. Stanley Cup playoff action tonight. TBS 7:30. The Tampa Bay Lightning host the Toronto Maple Leafs, tied at one game apiece. Plus
right.
Three other hockey games.
Plus three. Thank you. All right.
Oh, God.
Spent a lot of time earlier today talking about Baker Mayfield, and his people or somebody putting out there that he felt like the team made it so that he would fail in the end, which I don't buy for a minute because they were right in it for a playoff right to the end.
Yeah. And
so,
He didn't stop playing until they were mathematically eliminated.
Yeah.
After week 17. Yeah. No. Yeah, 17 because they're 18 weeks.
So I don't buy that at all. The Raiders, Mark Davis firing the team president today. That was kind of weird.
Second executive to be let go from the team in a week. Did I hear that right?
Well, I know a year ago they fired the president, and this guy was the interim, and then the real guy, and they got Mike Mayock. I mean, it's just if there was somebody else in their office, maybe there was. It's just crazy.
Thought I heard that.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe just put up something on our ESPN SouthwestFlorida.com page.
Yes.
Did you hear about it? It has to do with the race.
Which not race?
The
Miami, Derby or the
Grand
F1?
Prix, Grand Prix, F1. Lewis Hamilton is going to sit out the Miami Grand Prix if he's not allowed to wear his jewelry during the race.
Really?
Yep.
What does that matter? It's not like you're an NBA player going to hook a finger on a chain
well,
going to the hoop.
I'm sure.
You're in a fire suit.
Yeah. You can't get to your jewelry.
Flame-resistant clothing. It states in the rule, number five, wearing of jewelry. The wearing of jewelry in the form of body piercing or metal neck chains is prohibited during the competition and may therefore be checked before the start.
Wow. And he's getting willing to sit out and miss this spectacle. Because of that, if they don't let him.
This is a note to the team, scrutineering declaration from Template Appendix L, Chapter 3, Driver's Equipment, Section 5. So how about that?
I think that's weird on his part.
I know they think it's a safe, you know, like you said, it's. But anyway.
Yeah.
Willing to sit out.
Yeah.
Hmm. What if he just taped his cross or whatever he has or whatever to his chest so it's, well, I don't know.
That would rip some hair off. We got a text that said, would Tannehill mentor Rodgers if he went to the Titans? That's funny.
I guess that's a new rule. And he showed up to his press conference today wearing 3 watches, 8 rings, 4 necklaces, 2 earrings.
What do you need 3 watches for? I can barely tell time.
Well, I think
on
he's
one.
Just making a point.
Sister says if the car catches on fire, the jewelry can melt right into your body. That could hurt.
Yeah, I mean, it could. I would think at that point that wouldn't be the biggest problem in the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, there was a bad wreck in 2020. What was his name? Grosjean, uh-huh. I think his name was. Grosjean, something like that.
All right.
And he got like third-degree burns. He's actually racing an IndyCar now. But that was a fiery wreck.
Yeah.
Went in the barriers at like 150 miles an hour, and car split in two, gas tank exploded, and he got out.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing video.
Man. Sometimes they don't get out, as they said in Ford versus Ferrari, the movie. It's a line from that movie right there.
Yep. It's a good movie.
Sometimes they don't get out.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Real quick, those of you who are planning on going to the Florida Panthers, Caps game, game five on 7:30, Wednesday, May 11th. So far, the Panthers have exceeded capacity for game one, 19,678, and two, 19,636. The arena only holds 19,250 fans, so there's a lot of standing room only. There's only a couple of rows left for game, and the upper deck ends way up there.
Fire hazard.
Yep.
Can't pack it. It's going to shut it down.
Great atmosphere. Great, great atmosphere in both places.
I love it. We got a bunch of texts telling Chris who the actual driver was, but they all got three different pronunciations of the same. Yeah. It starts with a G. Chris had that part right.
G-R-O-S-J-E-A-N.
Grosjean. Grosjean.
Yeah.
Cocopus says Grosbeak. Other one says Guzman, bad attitude guy. They're all over the map. Ocean State backing Chris up, though. So I watched Formula One religiously, and that crash was one of the most, was the worst I've ever seen. Technology saved his life.
Yeah.
The reason we're talking about this, of course, F1 is in Miami this weekend, and we were watching practice today. The track, the whole course is a sight to behold. Great job. It's fun to look at. Hard Rock is right, the stadium's right there in the middle of it all, and it looks really cool. You should at least check it out just for the visual.
Fun little thing here also on our webpage. Barstool, it's on our webpage. 10 sweetest TV moms ranked by Barstool.
Oh, for Mother's Day weekend.
Why not?
You have it right there in front of you?
I have it right in front of me.
Time for list. Now, good job, Chris.
A list.
Number 10, Claire Dunphy from Modern Family.
Yep, she's good.
All right.
Solid.
Number 9, Cersei Lannister, Game of Thrones.
Good mother.
Yeah.
Bad person. Good mother.
8, Peggy Bundy, Married with Children.
She was not really a good mom.
Oh, I think she was.
She could care less about her kids eating, whether they got a decent meal.
I don't think
she was a good mom.
Number 7, Claire Huxtable from The Cosby Show.
Sure.
That should be higher. Number 6, Wendy Bird from Ozark.
Don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't think she's a great mom.
Oh, I think she does. She's a great mom for the kids. She's become that bad person.
Okay.
She's become like Cersei. She's all very right. much like that. And, you know, Ozark is out there. It's been out a week now. Next week, I'm going to share my thoughts on the final episode. Number 5, Marge Simpson.
Okay.
She does care about her kids.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Number 4, Kitty Foreman from The 70s Show. Mm. Number 3, Skyler White from Breaking Bad. She was a good mom. Turned into a bad person. But phenomenal actress. She got blackballed big time. It's crazy the rules that she has not gotten. Number 2, June Cleaver.
Yeah, had to be on there.
Leave it to Beaver. Number 1, Carol Brady. Brady Bunch.
Okay. I predicted Brady Bunch and Leave It to Beaver would be the top 2.
I thought that Lois might be in there from Family Guy, but no.
Why?
Or Edith Bunker. She was a good mom.
Because of Stewie.
Edith Bunker.
Edith. I did like Edith.
How about Marion Cunningham?
Yeah.
She got to be in there.
She got to be on. This list is bogus.
Well, Lois had one of her kids trying to kill her regularly.
Well, just because Stewie came out of the womb that way with the death. When they flash back and he's, you know, and she's pregnant, he's like
him fighting his twin in the womb is hilarious.
Oh God, it's the best. Well, no, he's fighting his twin in Peter's nether regions in a little mini ship, like in Fantastic Voyage when they shrunk down. I've spotted another friend. He's in Wilson. Day 4 of me trapped in this wretched place. I've spotted another finger.
Dutch Oven, where's Shirley Partridge on this list?
That's another good one.
You know, because she'd be considered a good mom. She was slinging those kids around in that bus, missing school just to make a buck. Marcia Strassman from Welcome Back, Kotter. Good one, Dopey. That's
they didn't have any kids, though.
No, they didn't.
They didn't have any kids.
Yeah, right. Bad answer, Dopey. Yeah, bad answer.
Yeah. I mean, she also told bad jokes. She did date Barbarino in one episode.
She did?
Yeah.
She cheated?
No. They went on a date. They went on a date. Who else was good? How about
Sheldon's mom?
Never saw Sheldon's mom.
Well,
oh, yes, we did. No, we did.
Are you going character? Big Bang, or yeah. are you going...
Big Bang. I'm Big not Bang going theory, Young yeah. Sheldon.
No, to Young Sheldon?
No.
No.
Okay.
But did they only showed her at the end, right, if I'm not mistaken?
No, she'd been on several episodes.
Yeah. She was? Okay. Lots. Who am I thinking of the mother? Oh, it was the
Sheldon's
other guy.
Mom in the Big Bang Theory played on Roseanne.
Yes, but what's his name's mother was always, you only heard a voice out of the bedroom or the kitchen sometime. What's his name?
Yeah, the Jewish
the
guy.
The Jewish
yeah,
kid.
Yeah,
I forget his name.
Claire Huxtable should be up higher. There's no question. She should be higher. I might put her at 2.
Well, we know that she was carrying the load in that family of parenting.
Yeah.
Mindy from Mork and Mindy. She did not have kids.
Don't count what's his name, the big fat guy comedian that came on at the end and was like an adopted son. That does not count. He was like 35 years old.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I can't think of his name.
What's the hell's his name? It's famous guy at the time.
Yeah, he was.
Well, if Claire from Modern Family's on there, I think that you should put Sofia Vergara's character as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carmela Soprano.
I agree with you.
Roseanne Barr.
Oh, 24/7. The Goldberg's mom. Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
She's more of a smother than a mother.
Yeah. Oh, the lady from the Wonder Years. Yeah.
Yeah.
A good show back in the day.
Good times.
Roseanne. Aunt B from Bonanza.
Thank you, Dopey.
Isn't Aunt B from...
Jonathan Winters is who
Jonathan
you're thinking
Winters.
Of from Mork and Ork.
Aunt B is from not Bonanza, from Andy Griffith, right?
Yeah, that's Andy Griffith. Mrs. Walton's checking in.
Mom and Lassie.
Oh, Kitty from That 70s Show. Yeah, she was a good mom.
Somebody mentioned her. I think that was... He mentioned the actress's name, and you said
I didn't catch up on that. Yeah, I didn't know who that is.
Mrs. Walton. I got to tell you, the show The Waltons, every time I mean, maybe a total of 6 minutes in my life. It's puke-inducing.
Is that like
it's
the Wahlburgers?
So sappy. No, I wish.
But with Bill Walton's family?
It is so corny.
No.
And just absolute nonsense. Drivel. Absolute nonsense.
Well, who is... John Boy was played by Drew Brees, right?
No, and...
thing on his
spot.
Yeah.
John Boy has got a great role... in Ozark. Never know it, but he does.
All right, Pittsburgh.
I'm sorry, not Ozark. I think Better Call Saul. I forget. But he's doing. I was like, my wife said to me, "That's John Boy from Walton." I was like, get out of here. Mm. And it was.
How about that?
Yep.
Pittsburgh Rick, great top 10. Whole family loved it. Shout out to me. So my wife believes you read these. Yes.
Yes. You.
Wife of Pittsburgh Rick.
Yes. Oh, Mom and Family time. Oh, yeah. Elise Keaton. Absolutely. Elise Keaton. Yeah. Gotta be. Strong. She gotta be in there.
Strong mom.
Meredith Baxter Burney. Yeah.
Yeah. Cocoa Puff says it's his mom's birthday. Wish her happy birthday. Happy birthday, Cocoa Puffs.
Happy
mom.
Birthday,
I think I've met her once. Actually.
Mother Cocoa Puffs.
Yes.
Christine Brinkley, no. Mm. No. No, that's good stuff.
All right.
Aunt May from Spider-Man. Well, I know she's
not a mom. She's a motherly figure.
Yeah.
She's not a mom. And which Spider-Man are we going with? Are we going with the new hot Aunt May, or are we going with the older one?
Joan Crawford, yeah. No more wire hangers! That movie scared the bejesus out of me when I saw it. Oh.
The Dow Jones down today, 98.5 points. Here with the Sheeman and Shepherd Financial Report, ladies and gentlemen, is Otis. What's going on, Otis?
Fantastic, Mr. Sheeman. How the hell are you?
I am good. How was your day today?
I actually got over one of my nightmares. I was able to finish one of my bigger jobs.
All right.
Get it ready for inspection, so I should be able to sleep somewhat peacefully.
Today. Yeah, getting a big job done. That's good. Good feeling.
Mm-hmm. Helped me up all week. I turn on the radio here, and I'm painfully listening to all these Mother's Day characters. And, you know, it just dawned on me that you guys never did put Mommy Dearest in there. She's my all-time favorite. She's number one.
I just said that. She said Joan Crawford. I just screamed, no more wire hangers. Didn't that movie scare you a little bit?
Nah. Well, no, it didn't. It was like, you know, it did not scare me, but it was like kind of freaky. It was in black and white when I saw it, so I don't know. I don't know if they ever did an up-to-date version, but
no, that was in color.
Time, I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was pretty cool for the time and the content and what it showed. Not everybody's perfect.
Oh, well, wait a second. No, I mean, what she did to that those kids, I mean, she was a psycho nut job, and she was yeah, you know, Joan, I mean.
She was a pretty rich lady.
Well, yeah, that's how she bought the kids. Yeah, because, she had her boyfriend.
She could be psycho nut jobs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
well,
just poor people.
I'm just on the way, you know, her neatness, well, her fresh. She bought them for publicity for her career.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to take a sidebar here. Otis, are you in charge of taking care of Mrs. Otis for Mother's Day, or do you let your daughters handle all the heavy lifting on that? How's this weekend going?
Are you insane? No, I take them to do their stuff, and I better have something. What do you mean? There's no take the kids and let them buy them, never hear the end of it. No,
yeah.
I have to do something.
I know.
Something mostly expensive.
What are you doing?
Well, he can't tell us. Well,
are you going to brunch?
I have no idea. I'll come up with something. I kind of do the Jack Sparrow fly by the seat of my pants thing. Maybe I'll make a bowl of Cheerios for or something and call it breakfast.
Breakfast in bed. Here's your bowl of Cheerios. Yeah.
Seinfeld breakfast.
This is a terrible financial hour, by the way. A financial segment, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh.
As we continue and go back to the financial part of the Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab, but we're not grabbing any cash because, you know, I'm speaking. But, you know, from picking up where I left off yesterday, talking about a little bit of that, I think it's important, and most of us people, normal people, not privately educated like Chris. We don't get a lot of financial
like Chris.
A lot of financial information in public schools. You just don't.
Mm-hmm.
They don't teach you how to do checks and balances. They don't teach you about investment.
They are now.
Although I do. Some places. In Philadelphia, they do that, and there's a guy that has been on the Senate floor a couple of times, but there is nowhere in Florida that they will teach you about it.
Hey, I noticed. Maybe you missed it earlier. Honestly, earlier this week, Governor DeSantis passed a bill that it's going to be started. Yes. They're going to teach it to all public school kids, I think, starting in fifth grade. The way up.
Yes, but it is not now today as we speak. Mm-hmm. I am 50. You guys are older than that. Can you tell me what you knew how to do when you came out of high school that your parents didn't kind of show you?
I always know how to balance a checkbook.
I learned everything from my parents.
Well, I learned my parents,
okay,
but
we all failed our way to being better,
but
at financial stuff.
I didn't have a credit card until I was 19 years old. I mean, I had an ATM card. Mid 80s, I had an ATM card, but that wasn't like it couldn't be used as a charge card like you can today. You had to take cash out if I wanted it. I didn't get my own credit card till I was 19 years old. I knew how to write a check, but I would always forget to sign it, so that was a problem.
and I can almost assure you that in the private school that Chris went to, they covered a lot of stuff that you don't get in public school, you know. And I'm sure Chris, your parents were going to show you and guide you anyway. But the difference is so staggering. I could go back and just off the top of my head, Craig, you're a college educated guy, right? Chris, you are.
Yes.
You are also, right?
Yes.
Can you guys tell me the five properties of money?
The five properties of money?
What? The five properties of money that market actors tend to favor. I can almost assure you that probably 95% of your listeners have never even heard of that.
I'm in the 95% that notice.
Give me one, Pete.
Measurement.
green.
Dollar.
Chris, I'm counting on you. Come on, man. Give me something.
Otis, I don't know.
I think measurement.
Educate, please. Help me out, Otis. Help me out.
So there are the natural market actors. There are five properties of money.
Are you talking like durability, that kind of thing? You're talking about durability?
I doubt it.
Uniformity?
Durability, portability.
Acceptability.
Fungibility, that type of stuff?
I don't know about fungibility. There's recognizability, there's portability, divisibility. The most important being scarcity. The reason that gold for over 5,000 years was considered the most value storage source of money because it exhibited four of the five. Portability was the one knock on gold because if you had quite a bit of it, getting it from one place to another was a problem.
I went to private school. I know if you took economics and you took statistics in high school, if they were offered, this would come up.
Both
I
of you. We got to make some money for Beasley Broadcasting. We're late for my commercial break. All right, man.
So check out the What Is Money. See if you Google anything, if you do podcasts, look into What Is Money podcast. Yeah. You'll learn a lot. It's a little drab for people. It's not entertaining, but you will grow.
All right.
Volumes from the information.
All right. And don't forget to take care of Mrs. Otis, man. I'll talk to you later. That is Otis, everybody. Don't forget. And I am late.
My head hurts.
I am late. We did fill our final spot of the golf tournament. Shima Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida Golf Scramble. That's a week from today. And then afterward, you can hang out there at Duffy's. We'll be doing our five-year anniversary show brought to you by Estero Bay Chevrolet, Gavin's Ace Hardware, and Valvoline. Harry Carey next. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. New Hoosier in Naples wanting a shout out for his 2-year-old Calvin. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Calvin. Happy Congratulations birthday, Calvin. To you. Female ref says, hey, I just picked up Bearcat Day from his going away party where he worked. Maybe switching jobs, huh? He's passed out, and I'm listening to you guys drinking a beer. Thanks for making me laugh. You guys are the best. Hey, if he's passed out, get a Sharpie out and draw him a mustache or something on his face.
Send a picture.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Ladies and gentlemen, tradition unlike any other on Fridays. Harry Carey! Harry!
Harry!
Harry, back!
Got a car full, do we, Harry?
Wow, all the boys?
That's right. We're taking a little field trip to go see Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
I'm going to go Monday. Nice.
That's right. It's about time that Wanda Maximoff dumped that loser vision for a guy like Doctor Strange. I'm looking forward to it.
Harry, now that's sacrilege. She did not dump him. He died.
Oh, that's right. Well, speaking of dying, I think Chris killed more people on the show this week than Thanos.
It was one person.
Michael. No, no, you had two. It was Michael Schumacher and then somebody else who said was dead.
You brought up Jim Boeheim.
Yeah. Twice. Oh, Jim Boeheim. Boeheim, allegedly. Yeah.
Well, that's right. It was Jim Boeheim. He killed a few people, too. But that's just how it goes. I got to give a shout-out to my man, Otis. Goodness sakes, Otis, I was on enough of a roller coaster ride with the Dow Jones this week. I'm swimming at 5:30. I got to hear the five principles of money. Goodness sakes. That is so good. I'm about college finance class at Ithaca College.
Normandale, national champs.
Well, speaking of money also, I want to thank you guys. I was listening to you. I usually bet on sports. I enjoy listening to your takes and bets of Skittles and units. But after going to the Tampa Bay Lightning game for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and hearing the stat that They were 14-0 coming out the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to put a couple of big units on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah.
That's an underdog. You cashed.
Let's just say I'm taking all the bullets to the movies tonight. It's on you guys.
All right.
That's great.
Extra popcorn.
That's right. With butter. I love butter on my popcorn. Heck, if I could swivel that movie theater butter popcorn, I would do it.
It's so good.
Hell on a tough time.
It is good. It is good. What are we doing for Mrs. Harry Carey for Mother's Day? What are you and the boys got planned up?
Well, tomorrow we're actually starting the baseball playoffs are tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I was in charge of doing the walk-up music for all the boys.
Oh, sweet.
That's right. And one of the dads found out that I do Harry Carey's trying to get me to announce the game. I don't know if that's such a good idea.
You could sing during the seventh inning, though. That would be good.
Well, they only play till 5 innings, so it has to be like a 5-inning stretch.
The third inning stretch. It's fine. No big deal.
That's not a bad idea, though, Craig. I think that's a pretty good idea.
We do a lot of 5-inning shekel bets here. What's the run line?
First five.
What's your line tomorrow?
Well, that's a good question, guys. Hey, let's get some insight about it. How many runs do you think you guys are going to beat the Red Sox by tomorrow?
90! Infinity.
Take the over.
Tell their kids we're going to beat them by 90 tomorrow.
Take the over.
What's the name of your team?
Oh, we're the Oakland A's. We play a lot of money ball. We don't have a lot of good fans.
You'll have more fans at your game than the Oakland A's do at the Coliseum.
That's right. Heck, they had more people in the stands during COVID when they were doing all those cardboard people.
They should have left them up.
Forgot about that.
They'll get a few cardboard people out at our game tomorrow, too. It's going to be tough. The Red Sox haven't been beaten yet, but we're going to bring the music out of it. I think it's going to get in the head.
Well, maybe some of those Red Sox should go up to Boston and see if they can. They're in last place right now.
Yeah. What the heck is going on with those Boston Red Sox?
Can't win in extra innings.
Can't win close games. The bullpen's shaky.
Can't win on the road. Can't win
starting
at home.
Starting pitch has been actually okay. Just after the fifth inning, it gets shaky.
That's why you bet through the 5 innings. Harry, so is this double elimination or single? I mean, could this tournament go all weekend and we accidentally miss Mother's Day?
No, actually, it's one game tomorrow, then another game on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And then it's a round robin. So if they win a run differential, we go on to the final. We'll see.
Okay. Wow. Good luck.
Your choice was to go out to an undisclosed location in north of Captiva for a nice Mother's Day overnight Saturday.
Oh.
We might get some cabbage creepers on Sunday coming back.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have dinner with Grandma Harry Carey.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love those cabbage creepers. Those are good.
They are delicious. I like to buy them by the gallon.
Yeah.
Bring them home.
They do sell them by the gallon up there. They're wonderful.
I might see you down there on Sunday.
Well, I'd be remiss if I didn't give a line for the Kentucky Derby this weekend. I'm going with the trifecta box. I think we got to go, who's the Bob?
Yep.
I like the pioneer of Medina. Medina, however you say that. It's Zozo.
Yeah, Zozo.
Oh, Zozo, just because it's fun to say. I'm going to go into the movies and get a pack of Zozos.
It's a good plan.
And I always like to put my at least a place bets on Secretariat and Seabiscuit.
Yeah.
I
hear they're really good.
So no Mrs. Harry Carey for Dr. Strange tonight?
No, she's hit the break. I'm taking all the boys.
Oh.
So she can go home. It's Mother's Day weekend, you know.
Yeah.
I picked him up for happy hour, and then we're all headed to the movies. I'm going to take him all home.
That's nice.
Call us back on Monday and give us how many Budweisers out of a six-pack good the movie is. Five Budweisers. If it's a perfect movie, it's a six Budweiser, ice-cold Budweiser movie.
It looks really good.
It looks fantastic. I'm excited. I'm going to I can't believe that they're doing good job. I thought Endgame was going to ruin it for me, but that last Spider-Man is what I'm looking forward to tonight. Just take my money, Marvel. Just go ahead.
You know what I saw in one of the last previews two nights ago? About you have to really pay attention. It's a two-second little clip, and it is of a wheelchair, which can only mean one thing. Charles Xavier might be in this.
That's right, Hudson. Professor X.
Yeah.
Illuminati. Oh, it's blowing my mind up. I'm so excited. I'm so with the movie right now. I'm going to go inside.
All right.
Well, guys, we had a few laughs. Looking forward to what you got. Hope y'all have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Cubs win.
Harry Carey, everybody. Going into a Mother's Day weekend. Looks like he's going to have a good time with the boys. Appreciate hearing from him. Quick text from Southbound. Wahoo, it's Friday. Florida Gulf Coast grad walk on Sunday. Congratulations, Southbound. Good job.
What a great Mother's Day present.
Yeah, no more payments. That's what that's all about.
I was thinking about the sentimentality of a child
graduate. What you got coming up next? Top of the hour, Sheeman and Shepherd Cash Grab brought to you by Anna Jar and Levine. Sheeman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Backstreets Bar and Grill, 47th Terrace in the Cape.
You know, I'm 3-1 this week. That's pretty good.
Don't mean to brag.
It's almost as good as my 4-0.
Okay, so you're 0-4 in picks, but you're 4-0 on the other picks. You're 500. You're average.
My picks the last 3 weeks have been through the roof.
I'm going to give you a special tonight. Let me give you a two-play. Heat and Sixers, over-under 210. Suns-Dallas, over-under 218. Over on both. Both games tonight.
Look at that.
Run hard to the bank. Get her done. You're welcome.
Okay.
Pete Shepherd, what you got?
I just read from Monsieur Jackson over at the Miami Herald. Interesting quote from Doc Rivers. If Joel Embiid plays, he won't have a limitation on minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Still don't know if he's playing.
I still don't know if he's playing.
I'm staying away from that. I think he's going to play, but I don't know how many minutes, whatever.
If he's good enough to be out there, let him be out there. They need it. Their season's over.
Look, I hate to do this, but I don't know how I can't.
Yep.
I got to go with the Carolina Hurricanes tonight, and like I said, I already know what's going to happen. It's going to be a great game. It's going to be 2-1 Bruins in the third. You give up a goal late. Goes into double overtime, and they lose.
This is the OT, the two OT special.
This is the double overtime game of the year special. So Carolina, plus 125.
Wow.
Plus 125. How do you not do that?
All right, the three, the four, and the seven.
The Bruins are minus 145. All right, that's it. So Carolina, plus 125. That's my play.
All right, Chris is on a horse race that just started out at Churchill Downs. Who you got, Chris?
I got the 3, the 4, and the 7. Got the 3 to win on a long shot, the 4 and the 7 in an exacto.
We've got a minute and a half here. Why don't you just call it? Go.
Is that true?
I don't know anything about this. I got the 7, the 3 is hanging right there. 4 is way off the pace. I don't know what happened there. So now I need 3 to come down.
He's a closer.
I need 3 to come down.
This is that Churchill Downs.
That's right.
The long, what's that? Kentucky Oaks.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, a 42-1 shot is the lead right now, the six horse.
Wow, what if that comes in?
Oh, four's hanging back. I like it. I like my four. He's charging. He's
coming.
He's coming. He's charging.
You got the 7 and 3 right there, second and third.
Get it going, four.
Here comes four.
Get it going, four.
It's Ness.
He's making a move.
Here comes Ness.
But
he's blocked.
I love it. He's going to squeeze him out. Squeeze out the three.
He's trying.
Squeeze him, Ness. Squeeze him, Ness!
You got 4, 3, and 7, right?
Let's go! Let's go!
And down the stretch they come!
Ness has the lead!
Get out of the way! 8! Get out of the... Who is this one? He's in third! We need to make a move! Let's go! My pick tonight is the Suns plus the point against the Mavs! Down the stretch they come! And it's a flat-out sprint to the finish line! What's happening? Is that 3?
That's
no, four's it's fading. Not 3. 4's
four,
fading.
Four's
with the horse. Whip the horse!
No, don't. Oh, no, that's
no,
mean.
That makes him go faster.
Yeah, I'll do a certain amount.
Oh, this man. Who's pulling away? This guy's pulling
four,
away.
4-3-7. You might get, there's the four. You might
oh,
get.
It's the one.
No, it's the, you, got, you might it's get, you one. Got show. Four came in second.
Okay.
That's a wrap.
Four came in second.
It was exhilarating, though. It was exhilarating.
It's a warm up for tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, that was fun.
How much time we got?
Four came in second.
Oh, for Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Happy Mother's
Happy
Day
Mother's
out
Day.
There, and God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.